Are you a little crocodile?
Yes.
And what do little crocodiles do?
Bite people.
Bite people?
Yeah.
Who are you going to bite?
Mummy.
Oh no! I think I'm going to go and tell her to warn her. What's it bouncing on the trampoline?
Bounced.
Thomas, I cannot see you anymore.
No.
We'll go through that side. We'll go back in. Get nearer. Right. I'll have to check on the house. Come on, puppet. Well, I'm going to come through here. There might be another crocodile through here. Hello. I can see you. What are you doing down there?
Pretty crying for me, yeah.
She says she doesn't like Purdy at all. Why do you not like Purdy? Right, come on, sweetheart. Let's tell Dimitri what we've done today.
No, I don't need to.
You don't need to tell her?
No.
Well, the other day, Dimitri, we planted some seeds. And we promised Thomas that he could plant some sunflower seeds, and we got some. And believe it or not, we went to toddler group this morning, and at activity time, which Lynn organised, we planted sunflower seeds in little pots, which we've brought home.
Wow.
So there's nothing to see at the moment, but I think if we keep watering it and looking after it, it'll grow. So a big sunflower.
Are you going to have your very own sunflower, Thomas?
No.
No?
The spin wagon.
The spin wagon?
Yeah.
What's that got to do with sunflowers?
You see a crocodile, Mummy?
I can't see a crocodile, no. Is there a crocodile nearby?
No.
I can see the Digger Man.
No Digger Man.
In fact, I've got two books here. One's called Dig and Dug, and the other one's called Bob the Builder. I'm just having a look through these. The Digger Man's here with me. What are you doing, Thomas?
This is a
real
nice crocodile.
It's a very nice crocodile.
And it's eating you a lot.
Is it going? I don't want to be eaten all up, thank you very much. I'm very scared, Thomas. Are you going to save me from the crocodile?
Yeah.
Save me. Help, Thomas. Don't let the crocodile bite me.
Fallon coming. And get Iris hat and they got money by a gym.
All right. You need the hat?
It's on a fire engine. Fire brigade. And the fire brigade.
Fire brigade.
You see, not Mummy.
Tell Dimitri not to worry about the crocodile because the fire brigade's on its way.
No.
Oh.
Nino, just get some more. Nino.
Thomas?
Leaving.
I think I'm just going to run away. Away from the crocodile.
Yeah.
I'm going to go around the fire engine.
Did I go around the fire engine?
Yes,
I did, didn't I? Yes. I just had to save myself from the crocodile.
You did in that tree, Mitra.
I am going to, just a second. I think I'm going to sit just there for a second. Is that okay? You've moved the books, Thomas?
Yes.
Do you not want to read them?
No.
What are you doing?
Hiding.
Hiding? Why are you hiding? Well, look, there's the window cleaner outside. Look, these big ladders. Quick, because he's walking down the street. Can you see him?
Yeah.
When we arrived home, he was cleaning our windows, wasn't he? Tell Dimitri where you've been today.
No.
Would you like to play with my toys?
That's his toy.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a look.
Yeah. That Toby's a tank.
Yes.
I have.
Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Do you remember playing with this before?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you need to do?
In his house. Oh, Isabel.
Isabel?
Yeah.
Is this how she looks?
Yeah.
Right.
I can't do it.
Yeah, because you need to open it, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do need to open it.
Yes, you do.
So maybe we can put the trains and the carriages on the rails. Yes.
And a train! Fall over.
Fall over?
No, a train.
A crane? Oh, yes. Where's the crane?
No.
Oh, here it is. Did you actually say a crane?
Yeah, crane.
Crane. Wow, so you have a very good memory. You remember that crane there. Where's this supposed to go?
Yeah.
In the water.
What is it, Thomas?
It's a boat.
A boat?
No, it's a boat.
A boat. Does that mean a boat?
Yes.
Oh,
and I think there's a silly man there trying to get some fish out of train tracks. And I don't think that's going to work very well, actually. I think we need to place him in a different place. Like, let's see, here, for example. You can get some fish from here. What do you think?
It's a strange way to take toys out of the box, isn't it? No, I thought you were playing with Dimitri's toys.
Are we not going to play anymore?
No.
No.
Oh, well, Purdy wants to go out, Thomas. I'm going to let Purdy out.
Thomas!
Let's see Dimitri, she's going to see you.
Yes, I'm getting a bit lonely here without you. Come on, let's come out. was. But it's not your birthday for a couple of weeks, Thomas.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Think not.
Yes, it is.
Your birthday's in April, it's in March now.
No, it's not March. It's 23 now.
It's what, love?
23.
It's 23?
Yeah.
I think it's the 21st of March. Found the red light there?
Yes. What do you mean, Mintra?
It means that something is on. It says, does this belong to the telephone?
No, it's for a sweet lorry.
Oh. What is it?
A sweet lorry.
A sweet lorry?
Oh, I'm on my head.
Oh, I can't see Thomas anymore. Come on, sweetheart, come out of there, please.
No, I'm not.
Are you just very tired?
No.
What's the matter? You've been really lively while we've been out. What's the problem? Would you like to have a look at my toys?
No.
Okay. I've got more toys than just the Thomas the Tank Engine leaflet. What are you doing now?
Hiding.
You're hiding?
No, I'm not needing.
Oh, don't cry. I just want to give you a nice cry because you seem so upset. Oh, your hands are cold. No, I don't get upset. Oh, it's a funny nose. Sit on my knee and drink your milk.
No.
Oh, what would you like to do?
I want to video.
Watch a video. Oh, but don't we just come to play with you and talk to you? Oh, if you're watching a video, that's not nice, is it? Remember that story you did the other day about the three little pigs?
No. I don't need anything.
You don't need anything.
No, they away, Mummy.
Oh, that's not nice. Stay away, Mummy. Mummy never stays away when her little boy's upstairs. You're not going to
shy of being teacher, don't
you? No.
What's in the big box, do you think? What do you think Dimitri's brought for you today?
Again.
That's Purdy would like to talk to you.
I can see you.
I can't see you.
I can see your hand.
No, not like it. Mommy.
I was going to just read these books.
Crocodile has emerged.
Has it?
Yes.
I think it would love this book because it's got all sorts in it. It's got trucks. I can see a scarecrow. Oh, and it looks like a tractor pulling a trailer full of fruit.
Yeah, there's nothing but it's a lorry.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Well, there's a tractor here with a trailer full of fruit, but there's a lorry here. It looks as if they're going to load the fruit from the trailer into the fruit lorry.
And a bit of a lookout.
Ah, the fruit's in the back of the lorry there. Oh gosh, it looks as if the truck's got stuck in a ditch. It has, because look, the breakdown lorry comes. The breakdown lorry in this book's called a tow truck. Oh, then a forklift truck to lift all the crates of fruit. Oh, and then a bulldozer because the fruit falls out of the lorry. Then there's a digger to help pick it up.
Yep. And then a dump truck.
And then it goes in a giant dumper truck. Gosh, all your favourite things. Would you like to sit on me and we have a look at it? Yes. Oh. No. The first time was an accident. Mummy's just got some blow nose. Mummy's got such a cold. I haven't really. I think it's more probably been cuddling. Purdy. Does it make Mummy sneeze?
No, no doubt.
It makes Mummy sneeze. It cuddle Purdy, doesn't it? This is called Dig and Dug with Daisy, and it's called The Trouble with Trucks. Now, you tell me what you see as I'm reading out the story.
Something strange.
Something strange. Dig and Dug had a job to do. Farmer Stubble had asked them to come to Merryweather Farm as quickly as they could. Daisy went too. Oh dear, she said, Farmer Stubble must be in trouble. Whatever the job, said Dig. We'll get it done, said Doug. Look, this is funny actually, it being a farm, because this morning, do you remember at Tommy Group, we sang Old MacDonald Had a Farm?
No.
And what were the animals? We had a cow, a pig and a sheep.
No,
a snot snot. A snot snot, you call. And in this book we can see a cow and a sheep, can't we? So who do you think that is, Daisy? Which is Dig and which is Doug? Oh, right, they've got to the farm. The tractor has broken down, said Farmer Stubble. And I must deliver these crates to Mrs. Green's shop. Oh, don't worry, said Doug. We'll help you. Doug got the toolbox from the back of his little yellow truck. Dig tried to fix Farmer Stubble's tractor, but the tractor wouldn't start. Uncle Doug, said Daisy, let's deliver the fruit in your truck. What a good idea, said Doug. Dig, Doug and Daisy drove off. Just when they reached the end of the drive, grrr, roared the engine. But the truck wouldn't go. Oh no, we're stuck in a ditch, said Doug. Oh, we've got a flat tyre, said Dig. He picked up a spanner. I'll fix it. But they didn't have a spare tyre. I have an idea, said Doug. Look, can you see their toolbox?
Yeah.
You've got some spanners, haven't you?
Yes.
Should we just wipe your nose?
No.
No? Alright, we'll read the end of this story and we'll wipe your nose. Doug phoned for a tow truck. What do you call a tow truck?
A breakdown lorry.
A breakdown lorry, Doug phone for a tow truck. But Uncle Doug, we don't want the fruit towed away, said Daisy. She opened the gate at the back of the truck. Whoop! The crate slid out of the truck and into the ditch, followed by the toolbox, a rake, a spade and a wheelbarrow. Goodness me! What a mess. Oh dear, said Daisy. Come on, said Dig. He put a crate into the wheelbarrow and started off down the road. I'm taking these to Mrs. Green's shop. I have a better idea, said Doug. Oh, Bert. Come on, you can listen as well. Come on, sweetheart.
Come on, sweetheart.
That's it. Let's all read the story. Yes.
Yeah.
Don't press down on her, though. Come on, there's room for us all. Doug arrived with a forklift. Oh, I was going to say a forklift truck, but it doesn't say that. It says, Doug arrived with a forklift.
What is Doug with our money?
Isn't that exciting?
Mr. put it up to my knees.
She did?
Yes.
Yes.
Did she tickle you?
No, just scratched me that day.
She scratched it, her claws dig into your knee when she walked past. Don't press down. Just gently stroke. Are you enjoying the story, Purdy? Oh, she's coming back again.
Somebody! I love you. Fat ears.
You love her fat ears? Oh, she's sitting on you. I don't think Purdy's ever sat on you before, has she?
I love your fat pulling tail.
Oh, isn't this lovely? Do you think she's enjoying the story?
I think so.
You think so? Right, for about the fourth time, Doug arrived with a forklift. Dig and Doug began stacking the crates. Don't stack the crates too high, Dig, warned Daisy. It was too late. Crash! Down came the crates, scattering fruit everywhere. Oh dear, said Dig. He began to rake up the fruit. I have a better idea, said Doug. I still don't know which is Digger and which is Doug. Which is Dig?
Dog.
Which is Doug?
Dog.
And Daisy's little girl. That's right. Right, shall we turn the page over?
Oh,
Purdy, look, what a mess. Look at all this fruit. Doug arrived with a bulldozer. Scrape went the bulldozer blade as it pushed the fruit into a big pile. We'll need to scoop up all of this fruit now, said Daisy. I'll do it, said Dig. Picked up some fruit with a spade. I have a better idea, said Doug. It's a real mess. Look at all that fruit. You see that, Dimitra?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
I see that too.
You can see it as well. You can see it too. I can see it, but I can't turn the page over. I wonder what happens next.
Do you know, Thomas?
Yeah, I've got a better idea.
I've got a better idea.
Is that what it says?
Yes, it says.
Doug arrived with a digger. Bumpity bump, bumpity bump, went the fruit as the metal bucket scooped it up. Oh dear, said Dig. The bucket isn't big enough to carry all of this fruit to Mrs. Green's shop. Doug stroked his chin. Dig scratched his head. Ah, that's an idea. It says Doug stroked his chin. Look, that's a man scratching his chin, or stroking his chin like that. And Dig scratched his head, so that man must be Dig. That man must be Doug. What should they do now? I have an idea, said Daisy. When Dig, Doug and Daisy arrived at the shop, Mrs. Green was surprised to see them delivering her fruit in a giant dumper truck. Whatever the job, said Dig, we'll get it done, said Doug. Look, a fruit shop.
Well, that's really.
I think Birdie wants to have a look as well.
Yes. You enjoy the story, Birdie? Be careful.
Hello, chicken.
She's a little chicken. Yes, I call her a chicken, don't I? This is nice.
But he's a tiger.
Is she? Yes, don't blow whiskers. Just think, if I was sitting on Daddy's knee, we'd have the whole family here, wouldn't we? It would be Bertie on your knee, you on Mummy's knee, and Mummy on Daddy's knee.
Yeah, that's funny.
It is funny, isn't it?
A little fat leg for me.
You love her fat legs. Don't put your finger in her ear.
It was a punch. Jump my knee.
Don't push it down. Remember that story the other day? Don't put your finger in the jelly, Nelly. Does it feel strange?
Yes.
This is funny. When you were a baby, Thomas.
Yeah.
I used to spend hours and hours and hours feeding you milk in the chair that Demetra's sitting in now. When you were a baby, you'd lie in your mummy's arms and you'd drink milk. And very occasionally, Purdy would come as well. She wouldn't get very close to you. She'd sit on the arm of the chair or lie on the back. You see, she likes it when you're gentle with her, when you're not squealing or chasing her or being rough. She loves it, doesn't she? She likes to come and be part of the family. What's that song we know about being nice to pussycats?
I don't remember it. I need a clue.
You can't remember it. You need a clue. I love little pussy. Her coat is so warm. If I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm. So I'll not pull her tail, nor drive her away. And Pussy and I, very gently, will play.
Family?
Yeah. Yes, we're one big family. Daddy, Mummy, Thomas and Purdy.
And Chicken.
It's a lovely family. What's your name? That's your address, not your name.
Cheshire.
That's right. Oh. Purdy lives there as well, doesn't she? So, Purdy, when you go out, if anybody asks
I
you...
I got an idea.
What have you got? You've got an idea? Is it a better idea than Dick, Doug and Daisy, Hat?
I know. It's Demetra's turn now.
Is it? It's Demetra's turn. Well, there's another book somewhere. The Bob the Builder book? I know that's not a story book, but there might be something in there that... Mummy's just got to go and get a little tablet because she's itching a little bit because of Purdy. I love you very dearly, Purdy, but... What's that close? Excuse me.
Are you a bit allergic?
Are you going to show me another of your books?
Oh, we can do this.
Look, Purdy, look, Bertie, a bus.
Are you showing Purdy Bertie the bus?
Yeah, look, Purdy. Look at yourself. Eva.
Thank you. It's very soft, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and grumpy.
And grumpy?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Look, you're smiling. Don't you think he's smiling?
Yes.
Yes. He's a happy bass then.
And then your tummy and fat nose and teeth and tummy and willy.
You do? I don't think I have a willy, Thomas.
Purdy got a tummy.
Purdy's got a tummy, yes.
And Andre got a belly tummy.
Yes, that's true.
Looky,
and you love that tummy?
Yeah.
Do you love Purdy's tummy?
I love Purdy's willy.
She doesn't have a willy.
Yes, she can.
You know she hasn't.
Got some crisps. If anywhere some crisps.
Pardon?
If anywhere some tusks.
Tusks?
If anywhere that.
I don't think you can understand.
Purdy hasn't got tusks, Thomas. She's got whiskers.
Yes, whiskers. Who's got tusks?
Well, elephants.
Elephants, yes, of course.
You got the jungle, so when you screw water out in the jungle. I've never seen that.
In the jungle? Up. You want me to move away?
Higher. What are you saying?
Where are you going?
No, I'm not anywhere. I'm just looking.
You're just looking out of the window?
Like Purdy.
Is Purdy looking out of the window as well?
No.
Up! Somebody's fallen down. I think that's Thomas.
It's Jesus. Jumping up and down.
Are you jumping up and down?
brown?
Yeah.
Oh, you were telling me you were jumping up and down today on a trampoline.
Yeah.
Was that fun?
Yeah.
Was it really bouncy?
Yes, and scruffy.
Scruffy?
Because spider came. That called spider.
On the trampoline?
Yeah. Oh, the man fixed it up.
Who fixed it up?
Isabel.
Isabel?
And then you took me.
You love my tummy. Thank you very much, Thomas. I'm looking at Bertie the bus now. I think he's going somewhere nice.
I think on the Stockport thing.
You think he's going to Stockport?
Yes.
Right.
Right.
I think so too, actually.
I got an idea.
You have?
Yeah, like I can see my Elf's banner.
Oh, right, yes. I remember you were looking for the yellow spanner the other day.
Yeah.
And we had only found the green spanner, huh? Hadn't we?
Yeah. I wanted the yellow spanner.
Yeah, you wanted the yellow spanner, but we couldn't find it anywhere.
I wanted.
Yes, you wanted it.
And I got it.
You've got it now?
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't.
Oh. No, we still haven't found the spanner, have we?
Where do you think it is?
In something.
Do you think the spanner's hiding somewhere?
Yeah, I think you're in Perry's tummy.
Come and sit with me again.
No, bounce on you.
Bounce on me? I don't know. Would you like to have a look?
Inside. Look. It says garbage.
What does it say?
Garbage.
Garbage?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
A little bit go to garbage.
I don't think I know the meaning of that word, Thomas.
Isabel has a garage.
Garage!
Yes.
Oh, right. That's what you were saying.
I've hurt a mother.
I think, is she a bit hurt now?
Yes.
Are you going to have a look at her and see what's wrong?
No, you do.
Okay, I'm going to do that then.
Because there was a noise. It's only a fire engine. You need to find some. Go down the water that way. Whoosh.
You know, I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to change her clothes. I'm going to dress her. Would you like to help me?
No, thanks.
Would you like to pull her trousers like this?
No, I'm a fireman.
Are you a fireman?
Yeah.
Okay then.
Window's on fire.
The window?
Oh,
I don't think so, Thomas.
What?
Oh, Bertie's coming here again.
Fire. They can put it.
No! No! No, no! Thomas, don't do that. I think that she's scared now. Look, she's gone there. No, that's not nice. No, that's not nice at all.
Whatever have you done? You've not been rough with Purdy, have you?
No, just pats all around.
You did what?
Something.
He did something. Not my Thomas. Not my Thomas.
Yes.
You're my Thomas. Do you know, when I look at your toys, you've got a lot of things that were in that story. tractor. Oh, it's somewhere we've got a tractor and trailer.
Where's Thomas?
No, you go away.
Well, I'm going to play with Dimitri.
Well, I think Thomas doesn't want to play with us anymore.
Well, there was a tractor and trailer in that story, wasn't there? And there was a digger. What else? A breakdown of lorry.
I've got a new dress on the dolly.
That's nice. And a bulldozer. There's a dumpster truck as well, isn't there?
Why do you want me to go away?
I'm being told to go away.
You need me to sit there, okay?
Yeah. What's this?
Which? That this one. That's a little straw.
What for?
I don't know. What do you think it is?
A spanner, me. I think it's a spanner.
You think it's a spanner?
Yeah.
I don't think so, Thomas.
I don't know.
Where are you going? Oops! Oh, look what happened to the crocodile. He's lying on his back.
He's lying on his back.
Now, he doesn't look very comfortable like that, actually.
Let's find the fire brigade.
What about the fire brigade?
Fire brigade, I need you to fire and you know to fire them. Remember?
Pardon?
Not you do remember.
Are you asking me if I remember?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I think he first of all said, let's ring the fire brigade.
Oh, right.
And then he was asking you if you remember.
Where would you like to ring the fire brigade?
Mummy, the fire brigade.
Mummy, ring the fire brigade?
Yeah. 71, a roof caught in my tummy. You don't.
You saying,
Thomas?
A snake ringing our tummies?
Yes.
I don't think so. Little what?
Little spanner come and see me.
Little spanner come and see you?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
What are you trying to do?
I'm going on your back.
Oh, right. That's what you're trying to do. You want to jump behind my back,
be
don't
careful.
You?
Be careful, don't hurt Dimitri.
What are you doing?
I'm going to post lorry.
A what lorry?
A post lorry. That's your mina.
So, did
you
have
a crocodile go spit?
No, Thomas, you don't spit.
Are you spitting on the crocodile?
Yeah.
Why?
Thomas.
I think you ought to turn the crocodile around because he really looks very uncomfortable this way.
He does.
What do you think? cannot hear what you say.
Fireman's dead.
Fireman's dead?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Oh my goodness me. What are we going to do?
Putting the air toy in that kitchen near Purdy.
In that kitchen near Purdy? What's happening there?
The musty's out.
What's up?
Purdy's on fire.
Purdy's on fire? Purdy's
on fire?
Well, I'm dead.
I don't think so.
In my hose pipe.
Oh, not at Purdy, you don't.
Purdy's on fire.
No, she's not. No, she's not.
No. Thomas, I remember what you did the other time and it wasn't nice at all.
Purdy's not on fire. No.
She saw you and she ran away, didn't she? She's running away from you. Because you hit her really hard the other time.
Oh, did you? Isn't that?
Yeah.
That's not nice, is it? No, no.
You know that rope, this is a rope.
If you do that again, we're taking it away.
It's a rope.
Well, you don't hit people with ropes, do you?
Exactly. Oop. And although it's light, it can hurt quite a lot.
What are you doing, a tug of war?
No.
Row.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm pulling a rope.
You're pulling a rope?
Like that.
Well, that's called the tug of war.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it? Oh, round and round. It like looks like you're skipping.
Yes.
It's not exactly a rope, is it? Oops.
Be careful.
There we go.
You are Purdy. You're hurting.
No, Purdy doesn't want to hold that in.
Maybe Miss Dolly would like to do this.
Some skipping and some jumping.
Like this. And like that. And like this, and back, and forth. This. Backwards, and forwards. And backwards, and forwards, and backwards, and forwards.
Woo-hoo!
What?
Steady. No.
And you're just giving it to me, aren't you?
I know you hold it.
I hold that then.
I throw it over you. It what?
What are you?
Pull.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Go! Woo! I turn around. I see you put it in. I see a little fat pearly tail.
What are you saying? Are you saying that you hate her?
No, I think he's saying the rope is like Purdy's big fat tail.
Oh, right.
I see that Purdy's tummy me.
You think it looks like Purdy's tummy to you? Go on, boss. Oh, she's very... She wants lots of cuddles today,
yes.
Doesn't she?
You're that alone?
Purdy, now, hold this hand.
Purdy's sniffing it.
She's sniffing it, isn't she? That's nice.
I hold this in. With it.
No.
You hold on in the rope.
Okay.
Steady.
Okay. Oh, pull.
1, 2, 3.
Nana, you pulling. And up in the air and down there.
Up in the air. Oops.
Oh. Guys. Let's try again.
It was an accident.
It's okay. Okay, let's try again.
No.
On my chair, yes.
No, it's heavy. And I think you should put it down his jumper.
I think maybe that's
a good idea, isn't it? Like a little snake going down there.
Oh, I can see.
Yeah, I've got all your rope.
What are you going to do with the rope?
I'll throw it to you.
Throw it to me? Okay. Great. And how are you going to pull now?
Bits and bobs.
Are you fixing something?
Yes, I am.
What's going on there?
And then I make holes in these snakes and spiders.
Oh my goodness me.
Mine's on fire. No, you're a spider.
I'm a spider. Thomas, no.
Over the trip.
Thomas, no.
Over the Thomas.
Yes, but I'm not going to throw it, okay? I'll just give it to you like that.
I'll throw you like that.
Okay, let's do that now.
I'm not in yet. Look
what I'm going to do. I'll twist it around like that.
Like a sweetie.
Like a sweetie, yes. Would you like to have a bite?
Oh, yeah.
Was that tasty?
Yeah.
Very tasty indeed. It's the pink one in there. Is there a pink one?
Oh, yeah. There is actually.
It's slightly smaller.
Oh, we can do for what I want to do.
I'm not a body round pudding. Now, do I do it? I don't know.
Let's make a little archway for Purdy to go through. There. Mama, couldn't she?
Yes.
Or a bow for her hair.
Yes.
Should we make it into a nice bow?
Yes, of course do.
Of course do.
Or a scary lion pony.
Well, she could have some new ears, look.
Pretty like a tiger. Pretty like a tiger.
Or a bow for her neck.
Some knees and toes.
Or she could put it up there. Like that. She can put it up there. Where's it going? And round there. And down. Through. That's all.
I don't look at first time
you've seen. You look like a coat hanger. And we could go and hang you up there.
Get that off.
It's when we're being silly.
Oh. Your jumper's coming off too.
You what? You play this one.
I play with that one. Okay.
I'm up in the air and down the air.
Up in the air and down the air.
I do now. We have
Thomas.
But this one, I do want this. Yeah. But this one, no. Oh,
Right, that's it. No, no more throwing.
No.
You've been told no.
That's that. I think Thomas is coming up with it.
Look at him, Daisy. Hello, chicken. Because Grandma says chicken today. It's Monday and Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday?
Oh.
What happens on Monday?
Just when they come,
what happens on Tuesday?
Mitra comes.
What happens on Wednesday?
Mother comes.
Mummy goes to work, so who comes?
Mr. Boo Boo.
What about Grandma and Grandad?
Mr. Daddy.
Look, what Dimitri's made. And what happens on Thursday?
I don't know.
We go to the beehive sometimes on Thursdays. No. And what happens on Fridays? Where do we go on Friday morning?
Tuesday, Monday.
No. Music time?
No, there's a splash. I'm playing peepo.
You're playing peepo?
Yeah. Peepo! Hey.
Birdie's wondering what you're doing, Thomas.
Peepo!
She's wondering what you're doing. Aren't you, Birdie? There was a nice story today.
Where?
A toddler group. Remember the lady reading it out?
I said, what's that noise? It's only a fire engine.
Yes, well, could you believe this, Demetra? There was a story called What's That Noise? And one of the noises was Nina, Nina. And the lady reading the story said, does anybody know what makes that noise? Well, I'm quite sure you knew what an Eno Lino was.
A fire engine.
A fire engine, but you didn't say that when the lady asked the question, did you?
No, did you not say it?
No.
Were you sure?
Yeah.
No.
That boy in that air shop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That was funny, wasn't it? We went to a shop last night, a shop we've passed many, many times but never been in. We wanted some milk, so we called in. There was a boy who kept staring at you, didn't he, Thomas? And Thomas was very shy. Because he was a little bit silly, that boy. He shouldn't have done that to you.
What boy?
The boy in the shop kept making faces at you. And you were frightened, weren't you? When we got to the till, the lady on the till asked you a question, and I said, I'm sorry, he doesn't understand. He's not three yet. And they both said, oh, we didn't realise he looked a lot older. And I think the boy was sorry then, because he scared you, didn't he? He did things that you might do to much older boy. Thomas, I'm going to do something to you in a minute if you ever sit down.
Was he an old boy?
Yes, he was a big boy, wasn't he?
He's an older boy.
He was an older boy. You shouldn't have made those faces, should he?
No.
And you've talked about it a lot, so I think it did upset
you. I wiped that off.
You wiped it off, didn't you? Yes.
That's not fair.
No, it wasn't fair. But anyway, we won't go into that shop again, Thomas, unless we really have to. We'll go to the spa shop for our milk or Tesco, shall we? Or Sainsbury's?
About Tesco!
What's about Tesco? Well, we normally go to Tesco or Sainsbury's, and when we run out, we go to the spa shop. And then last night we tried the other shop, but we won't go there again. That boy was a silly boy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Do you see now why Mummy told you to be nice to children younger than yourself? Because sometimes it can be a bit frightening, can't it? Thomas, I won't tell you again. Now stop jumping on the furniture.
I've got a new furniture, Purdy.
You don't jump on the chairs. Daddy will be home in a few minutes. Hey, and if Daddy sees you, there will be trouble, won't there? Because he's told you time and time again not to jump. What would Daddy say?
Daddy, nice!
What would he say?
Nice!
He wouldn't say it was nice, cheeky. He would not. No. He wouldn't. He wouldn't.
Little boop.
I was telling Thomas today that it's 3 years today since we left work. Jumping out.
I'm going to jump and jumping, Mummy.
Okay.
Jump!
Mummy just left one, work, didn't she, to look after her baby? Who was the baby?
Okay.
No scratch.
You only scratch?
Okay. Like this? Again?
Yeah.
You want a big one?
Little one.
Little ones, okay.
I've got my little ship there. I'm going to have a little. When the mouse said bye bye, I said,
that was
a little push rock.
Something's come here.
It's the dumper truck, isn't it?
Did you see that? Oh, darling.
Joe, it's not throwing toys.
That's it?
No. What happened at Isabel's house? Isabel was rough and she hurt her mummy, didn't she?
Yeah.
And what she got for? Into trouble.
What for?
Because she was being silly, like you're being silly now, throwing things. And Sonia got hurt, didn't she?
Enough now.
She did. Sonny said, right, that's enough now, didn't she?
This was a noise, Mummy, up already.
What's what noise, darling?
It's noise.
What noise?
It's only a airplane.
Oh, it's an airplane. I see. Aeroplanes can sound quite noisy, can't they?
Yeah.
Where's the pilot?
No.
I think he might be in the box with the green helmet. I'm tired, Thomas.
Look, I bite you, Mummy.
You're going to bite me? Oh, why are you biting me?
I'm scaring people.
You're not scaring people?
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't scare me.
Yes, I am. So I'm bite your tummies down.
What are you going to do?
I'll bite your tummies.
Bite your tummy?
Bite your tummy, Mitra.
No, don't do that, Thomas. Because it's going to hurt.
What hurts?
If you bite my tummy's going to hurt.
You don't want.
Oh, this means Thomas is tired. When his hair goes in Mummy's ears, or rather, Mummy's hair goes in Thomas's ears. Oh, that means we've got a tired boy.
The tired snake and a crocodile.
A tired snake and a crocodile?
Yeah.
Have I not to look after a cat, a snake and a crocodile?
Yeah.
Down.
I got an idea, but put water in my hair.
You got an idea?
What's the water in your hair?
What's in my hair?
Water.
Oh, water. So I hope there's nothing in my hair.
Look down.
No, Thomas, you sit down. It's alright if you're standing behind me for a cuddle. You don't start bouncing on the chairs and being silly.
You're tickling me.
Am I?
Yelp, help.
You're shouting help?
You're saying I'm silly when I'm about someone to me.
Who do you think's going to help you?
Mr. Mummy.
Mr. Mummy?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Mr. Mummy.
What would you like for your tea tonight, Thomas?
Chips and ham.
Chips and ham?
Butchers.
From the butchers.
And sausages.
Sausages.
Sausage my favourite.
Is it? Oh, look, Ginger Pussycat in the garden. You see him?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe there's somebody in your garden.
Who is in your garden, purpose? Yeah. Never mind, chicken.
Never mind, chicken. There's somebody in your garden, but never mind.
Got
this time, you're behind me and Purdy's on my knee. Yeah. When we were sitting in the chair over there, you were on my knee and Purdy was on your knee.
Yeah.
This time I'm in the middle, aren't I? One in front and one behind.
One in front, one at the front.
One at the front, one at the back.